This is Campaign Trails. We'll be talking politics at this time on Wednesday afternoons during the weeks before the election. Jana Dietz of Western Illinois University's Political Science Department will be joining us most weeks, but she was unable to make it today. However, we do have a couple guests from Western in studio. They are Tom Sadler and Bill Polly, both of Economics and Decision Sciences. They're here to talk about the economic policies of President Barack Obama and his Republican challenger, Mitt Romney. Tom, I imagine there are some pretty clear differences between the two.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Rich, for having us here. I think some of the main areas were brought out in the debate last week, and they focus on tax policy and the role of government and what we need to move the country forward. I think one thing we could focus on in particular that a lot of people are spending some time thinking about has to do with tax rates and what the two candidates want to do with the tax rates. And what President Obama has talked about is the fact that for at least the richest households in this country, that he is interested in raising marginal income tax rates in order to fund other programs that he's interested in, education and health care and clean energy and other programs like that. And I think that that's one area that differs greatly between President Obama and Governor Romney.
And I think where Governor Romney would be strongest on is the area of economic growth. He's really focused on economic growth as a way of improving the job situation. Unemployment isn't going to get much better until the economy starts to grow again. We've lost a lot of GDP that we haven't made up since the last recession. So economic growth. And the way that Governor Romney would like to improve economic growth would be by lowering taxes for everyone, lowering the tax rates on just about everyone, and at the same time getting rid of some of the loopholes and deductions. So it would be revenue neutral so that you would broaden the tax base but lower the tax rate.
Bill, do you think the candidates have made clear where they stand on this, or does it become obfuscated by campaign commercials and the rhetoric we hear during the debates?
In the case of Governor Romney's tax proposal, I think it's not so much obfuscated as it is just unclear. He hasn't said a lot of what he plans to do. For example, how specifically would he get rid of which tax loopholes and which deductions? He said something a couple of weeks ago about making just a maximum deduction that would be scaled based on income, so it wouldn't be specific. I think he referred to it as a bucket. You'd fill up your bucket with deductions, and it's not really clear exactly how that's going to work. So that is one of the frustrating things about his proposal, is that he just hasn't been as specific as a lot of us on the academic side would like. I'd like to know specifically, how do you plan to get rid of the home mortgage interest deduction and things like that? Would it be phased out? Would there be income limits and things like that? But we haven't heard any specifics.
And I think one thing that's really interesting, Bill is talking about this idea of growing the economy in order to create jobs and help with all sorts of things that we need in terms of our economy as a whole. And I think President Obama agrees with that idea. I think one thing that's very interesting to think about, and it came out somewhat in the debate the other night, is philosophy or ideology concerning the relationship between tax cuts and economic growth. And if we take a look back, say, over the course of the last couple decades, we've got some empirical evidence where President Obama's tax plan basically returns tax rates to what we saw during the 1990s. And what we saw during the 1990s in terms of the economy was a very, very prosperous decade. And so what we've seen, on the other hand, over the course of the last 10, 12 years or so, is some growth in the first half of the decade. Then the Great Recession, which started at the end of 2007, lasted till about the middle of 2009 or so, and then sluggish recovery since. But it's not clear that the big tax cuts that occurred in 2001, 2003, and they were extended in more recent years, have put in place a framework where economic growth can occur. And so I think that basic idea of tax cuts across the board, I think Governor Romney's proposed 20% tax cuts across the board, that necessarily is going to put in place a framework that leads to a healthy, growing, sustainable economy over time.
And more than anything, I think the Republicans and Governor Romney have really stressed this throughout, is that we need to remove the uncertainty from the fiscal arena. We just don't know what Congress is going to do. We don't know, obviously, until the presidential election is resolved, who is going to be in control. And when people don't know what's going to happen with taxes, is the Bush tax cut going to expire, or is it going to be continued? What's going to happen with these deductions? What's going to happen with health care? Is that going to be modified in any sort of way? And are there going to be any additional taxes to pay for it, et cetera? The list goes on. When we saw the problems resulting from the debt ceiling crisis last summer, you saw how the financial markets were nervous about inaction and wanting to just resolve the issue. We see the same thing right now. Until we know what happens with the election, until we know who's going to be in control and what's going to happen to taxes, businesses are going to be reluctant to invest. I'm hearing this informally from sources that I talk to, that until we know what's going to happen with taxes and until we know some more about what's going on in Europe, which is neither party's fault, what's going on in Europe, but it adds to the uncertainty. Until that uncertainty resolves, it's going to be tough going for a long time.
Tom, you mentioned the economy in the 1990s. There's some school of thought that was really helped by the tech boom, and that bubble has burst. So can you really go back to the 1990s economy?
Well, Rich, I think that's a really good question, because there's no doubt about it that tech boom was a very, very important factor. And changes in the tax code that occurred earlier in the decade in the 1990s may have been a part of that. But there were other factors that were incredibly important in terms of putting in place a framework for growth and prosperity. Now, can we go back to those days? We can go back to the days of prosperity. There's no doubt about that. But as Bill talks about, I think putting in place issues of transparency from the point of view of the tax code, putting in place a framework where people know exactly what's going to happen in 2013 and 2014 and 2015, that's definitely possible. Now, what we're seeing, though, and we have a new jobs report, so we may as well take that on, talk mm-hmm. about that, because that's important. That came out on Friday, and what that said is we saw a slight dip in the unemployment rate, down to 7.8% from 8.1%, and at the national level, 114,000 new jobs created. Now, taking a look at the bigger picture, that is good news, but it's not great news. That's not a lot of jobs created. But what the president's going to say and what he has said on the campaign trail over the course of the last couple of days is we are moving in the right direction. And so that's what we want to see. Now, the election's coming up, as we know, at the beginning of the next month, the beginning of November. And so it's this jobs report that we're going to have to base our decisions on and our impressions on in terms of the state of the economy. And that's what most voters are going to consider as well. Are we moving in the right direction? The president claims that we are moving in the right direction, and these numbers support that. And Governor Romney, of course, says that that's not necessarily the case, that not enough has been done.
Well, unfortunately, 114,000 jobs is not enough to keep up with population growth. We need somewhere on the order of 125 to maybe at the outside 150,000 jobs a month. And we've just been barely getting that. We've been keeping up with population growth for the last few months. We're going to need some months where we generate 200, 300,000 jobs for a few months to remove some of that slack in the labor market. And that'll be what starts to get the unemployment rate way down to below 7 or even below 6 to where it was back in the 90s. And until we get economic growth, that's just not going to happen.
Bill Polly and Tom Sadler, we're out of time for today. Thanks for talking to us. And our listeners can tune in again next week at this time for more of Campaign Trails.